Minutes before 5. Well, 11 young people from across the territory spent the last week camping across the southern Yukon and learning all about climate change. Their experience is called the Young Leaders Summit on Northern Climate Change. It's a joint program of BITE here in the Yukon and Ecology North in the NWT. The young people met scientists and farmers, trekked through recycling plants, windswept dust bowls, and it all culminated in a declaration for climate change action, which was announced today in Whitehorse. We spoke with some members of the group.
Craig Scott, I'm the Executive Director of Ecology North. This is our fifth summit. It's a biannual summit bringing young people from across the three territories to understand and learn about climate change and learn about themselves and to learn from each other, which is probably the most important thing. For me, I think the most exciting thing is seeing the network grow. So we're trying to gather young leaders from the territories, young environmental leaders who are hopefully going to take what they've learned and take the relationships they've built with each other back to their community, so now they're going to have a support network.
My name is Martha Hamry, born and raised in Yellowknife Northwest Territories. The experience of attending and participating in the 2017 Young Leaders Summit on Northern Climate Change has been overall extremely positive. Having the opportunity to meet youth from across the three territories to learn more about the experiences that they're facing and that their elders have been facing has been very interesting. In addition to like learning more about the Yukon area and how it's really different between the territories, like just because we are all, you know, part of Canada, part of the North, it still is, we've got very unique topography, very unique peoples, and so understanding that, learning more about how things are different in different places. I know I was speaking with a couple other people in the summit, and we were saying how exciting it was to have this sort of opportunity, because a lot of neat opportunities occur through high school, you know, up to 18, 19, and then there's, you know, kind of running out of opportunities like this once you get a little bit older. So the fact that we're, you know, allowing this venue for youth at Ecology North is supporting that is very wonderful. So, yeah, great opportunity to meet people that share similar values, similar interests to you.
My name is Clayton Pelak, and I'm originally from Inuvik, but I reside in Yellowknife at the moment. My experience with this program has been terrific. It's been amazing. This is a very important issue to me. This is, well, part of my land. I am part of Montaukwichin and Iqaluit and Cree, so this land is very deep-rooted to me. So it's coming here is very great to see other people that care about this land and care about my home as much as I do. It's been great, honestly, and connecting with people and sharing our ideas and opinions and how we're going to move forward with the whole climate change and how we're going to get other people involved and how to initiate discussions with other youth and but also elders and other people are deeply interested.
My name is Roberta Wally and I am from Carcross in the Yukon here. My experience with this whole with the youth summit was actually pretty great. I liked seeing all the diversity that was around, like the different perspectives that people had and what everyone else brought to the table, because climate change is affecting so many people and not just one area of government or organization or community, but it's affecting everyone, and I think everyone has something important to bring to the table when it comes to climate change, because it's going to be a team effort. The youth are going to be future leaders and they're going to be the future decision makers in the future. So if we start going with the youth and teaching them and working with them about what's all happening and the issues that are there, will be a definite benefit for future policy making or legislation. Or
my name is Robin and I'm from Fort Providence, Northwest Territories. One of the things was that I really enjoyed was learning about how to start composting and how to start doing an edible food garden and ways of kind of just encouraging other people to get into that mindset. That was really exciting for me and really inspiring, because I those are questions that I've always wanted to get answered, and having somebody who's in that industry and that's their way of life and seeing it done is really, really cool. I really wanted to make sure that the voice of people from smaller communities are heard, that the fact that some of the services that are available to city centers aren't available to smaller communities, and that we need to be able to come together, share information and ways to reduce our carbon footprint in communities. So I learned a lot about being able to move forward with some of those things and actually be a young leader in my own community, in my own region, and have some ideas as a result of this summit. So I think it was really, really good.
That was Craig Scott from Ecology North and a few of the young people who have just wrapped up the summit on Northern Climate Change.